Well, morning, everyone. It's great to be with you, even if it is by such a different means to normal. It is such a privilege to still do church together, because for me, my heart is that church is not a building, but it's the people. We all know that. We've heard it over the weeks as we've been doing our devoted series. And that is the truth. The people that are watching right now, the people that will catch up in a few days' time, the people that may come onto the Ashwood Facebook in a year's time and watch back some of these live streams, you are the church. And so we're going to continue our theme, our devoted theme. And over the past few weeks, we've been starting to look at what it means to be church. Not just 2,000 years ago when the Acts church started to form, as Jesus had left this incredible legacy of hope, of life, of salvation and forgiveness. But what does church look like today? How can we learn from all that they've done? And so over the past few weeks, we've been looking at teaching. Now, that's what we do on Sunday mornings. That's what we do in our life groups. That's what some of us do in a morning in our own devotion time, in an evening as we're out and about listening to podcasts, as we're engaging as church and being taught and being helping others to learn as well. So it's been great to learn how we fellowship. Now, that is starting to look very different at the minute. Like, I don't know about you, but as you go out and about, you think, oh, hello. And it's not just, I'm doing that because you'll come over. It is, you stay over there, I'm going to stay here, hello. This fellowship aspect has changed dramatically over this last week. But you know what? My WhatsApp has been going off like crazy. Facebook is lighting up with people up and down the country, live streaming, doing Zoom meetings and just catching up with family and friends. Now, I probably spoke to my mum more this week than I have done any other week. I don't think that's because of isolation. I think that's because we're suddenly taking seriously, I need to talk to people. We need to be in fellowship and supporting one another. We've looked at communion, breaking bread together. Obviously, we're being very careful now. Only break bread with those in your house, as long as they're not isolating themselves. Worship. It's been great to worship this morning. Like, what does it mean to worship when we're not stood in a room of 100 people, 200 people? Spoiler alert, we are going to be looking at prayer. That's still to come, but don't focus too much on that. Now, do. Focus more on prayer than you've ever done before. This nation needs our prayer, our family, our friends, those in health, education, those working in Aldi and Lidl and Morrison's need our prayers now more than ever. So maybe this is a chance we've got as we sit at home on our own or in small groups and families. What does it mean to start to pray more and more? And today we're going to be looking at sharing together. Now, this is the truth of it. There is no setup. Today was meant to be sharing together. Today is completely focused on that. And it's not just, oh, quick, let's talk about sharing because we've got such an opportune moment. It's God's ordained this day from the beginning of time. Like, he knows that we're meant to look at what it means to share well, both in good and bad. So we're going to focus on that. What does it mean to be the church just like they were in Acts? So we're going to read this together. Feel free to open your Bibles at home. And I'm going to give you freedom here. For the first time ever, you can comment all you want about the preacher. Just remember, be kind. And I can't see what he's saying anyway, so I don't really care. No, I do. But maybe this is a chance where you share. You start to debate online and you go, what does it mean for me to be sharing this week? What about my life group? So it says in Acts 2, verses 42 to 47. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. All the believers met together in one place. They shared everything that they had. They sold their property, their possessions. They shared the money with those in need. They worshipped together at the temple each day. They met in homes for the Lord's Supper and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God, enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. So this morning we are focusing on this sharing together. It is a privilege for me to be able to do this, not in a big room, but across the internet. Imagine if this happened 20 years ago. What would this have looked like? We'd have been isolated. We wouldn't have been able to share. But there's incredible technology nowadays with all this live streaming and our digital awareness that goes, we can still share, we can still pray, we can still worship, we can still get teaching, and we can still drink bread and wine. Well, don't drink bread. Drink wine, eat bread. We can do that at home. We can do it still because the church is on such an increase and this digital awareness is helping us so much. But what does it mean to share? Now, I looked at a few definitions across the dictionaries, and the first one that came up was to share means to use, to participate in, to enjoy, to receive, etc. It also said to apportion or receive equally. Now, what does that mean? Well, for me, it's been great to be able to share some of what I have. I was blessed enough on Tuesday morning to walk into a little Tesco and they were just putting out the milk and the bread. You've never seen such a stampede as when fresh milk and bread came on the shelves. Now, personally, I didn't really need any, but we were able to get some because we knew that others did. We knew that we'd got people that were self-isolating, that were on their own, that it meant that they could receive it with joy. We could share what we had, an abundance, if anything else, and we were able to share it out equally. Some of us might be sitting at home now with 1,000 toilet rolls. Now, I look forward to the day in 2040 when you finally finish that last toilet roll that is in your cupboard. But what might it look like to share this equally? What might it look like to start to go round to our neighbours, to go to our family, our friends, to support those that may have got to the shelves and found them empty? Sharing is going to look very different now to anything that we could have thought 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago. It also said we should give freely that others may not go without. What would it make? What difference would it make if the church said, I want to give freely that others may not go without? Well, the Acts church started to help us figure that out. They thought about it 2,000 years ago, and we could see that every day numbers were added. People came to know Jesus. People came to know hope and truth because people went out their way to go and be hope and truth to them. To share not just what they had in their heart, but what they had in their hands as well. Sharing is caring. I don't know whether you've ever found that somebody, I remember when I was at school, you'd be sat in the lunch hall and you might just have one little sandwich, but the person next to you's got two biscuits. And they kindly give it you. How did you feel in that moment? How have you felt when people have gone out their way to share something? It doesn't have to be drastic. A biscuit isn't much, but in that moment it meant so much. Now today is Mother's Day. I don't want to focus on this because for a lot of people, Mother's Day holds a whole host of emotions. Some of us have known good mothers. Some of us have known bad mothers. Some of us have known really ugly situations. But Mother's Day holds something within each of us. We may not have known great role models, but we know some great women. We know people that just want to love and invest in us, whether they're our mum or not. Yes, we want to celebrate those that have been like mothers, that have been our mothers. But I also recognise today holds a mix of emotions for those that want to be mothers, that have not had that opportunity for whatever reason, that it just holds so much to just have someone go, I know. Being that listening ear, to be that solid voice in the midst of it all, that it might not happen for you, but I'm with you in this. So let's remember those that are mothers, those that have been great mothers, those that have been interesting mothers. But remember those that have had those moments where they'd love to be, but it's just not happened as well. Let's be sensitive in the way that we share too. It's better to give than to receive. I'll be honest, I've sometimes struggled with this, especially when I was younger. You want me to give things away? Have you ever had that moment where God suddenly prompts you and says, oh, why don't you give them a coffee? Why don't you give them £20? Why don't you give them a gift card? Send them out for a meal. And you're like, yeah, but I don't get it. I don't get that meal. It's like, it's not about us. We need to start to be considering more. How do we support other people? God says that he will look after us. He knows our every need, our every desire. He knows the hairs on our head. He knows when we lie down and when we wake up. He knows what we need. But he also knows that he wants to use us to meet the needs of others. Why don't you think back to some times where you've met that need for someone else, or someone's met the need for you? How did that feel? Give freely that others may not go without. For me, that is the key to what this Acts church looked like. So let's have a look. What did they do? The first thing they did was they shared everything they had. The passage in Acts was quite clear. They sold their possessions, they put their money together and they shared it out. Can you imagine if we were told to do that today? How would you feel in the midst of that? For some of you, you may jump for joy and you're like, great, because I'm in deep need. I need God to provide this in my life. For some of us, we might be like, but I'm saving that for a rainy day. What might it look like if we start to share what we have? I'm not telling people today to go sell their houses. I'm not telling you to go sell your cars and stuff like that. Please don't think I'm that kind of person. But what might it look like to go, how could I share some of the abundance that I have to help other people? I know that in our church there are those that would benefit and would love some extra help at this time. The Acts church did it, but they had no expectation of return. They didn't sell their house expecting that suddenly they'd get three houses. There was none of that. It was just, we're going to do this because we're in this together. God's called us to be family. He's called us to be community. They gave with joy and praise to God. A few years ago, I was working for Spring Harvest and we were doing the all-age worship and we got a parachute out. Whenever it came to the offering, we got a massive, colourful parachute. We went and stood in the middle and kids came up and were throwing their money in. Some were trying to waft it so the £20 note came back to them. But there was a bit of joy. I've seen churches that pass around big hats and everyone dances and like you watch some of the videos on YouTube. They gave with joy. They praised God each moment because they knew that as they gave, it was better to give than to receive. They knew that as they gave, God would honour and bless all that they were giving. And they had the goodwill of all people. We probably all know stingy people. You know, those people that are like, oh no, oh, this is mine, I'm going to keep it all. You know, the sort of Scrooge-esque kind of people. We all know them, be honest. But these people that gave, that had joy, that praised God every step of the way, they had the goodwill of all people. Because people recognise them as people of peace, people of hope, people of something far greater. They were looking out for the common good. They were looking out to treat God's people with dignity, respect, and love. So what does that mean? What should we do? Well, you probably know what's coming because you've just seen what they did. We need to do the same. We need to share what we have with no expectations. If we've got an abundance of toilet rolls today, let's go and see if someone needs one. Or two, or three, or four. You know what? Don't sell them on eBay for £20 for a pack of four. Go give some to neighbours if that is what the need is on your street. But let's not expect anything back. Give joyfully. Praise God. And sometimes we should only let God see. It says that God loves the cheerful giver, but he loves those people that give in secret. That give in those places where people won't know who it is. Is that you today? Is there something that you could give that will just bless somebody else, but they'll have no idea that it was you? They used to do that a lot. leaving parcels on people's doorsteps. We've got those little cards. What could we do that might be in secret? But let's do it joyfully. Yeah. Let's be those people that are social distancing, but still have a smile on a face.
Yeah, that's great.
And you know what? We will have goodwill of all people. I've had the privilege of seeing so many food banks over the years, including this one here. You know what? People feel so loved and accepted because people are giving freely to them. There's no expectation in return, but they've got the goodwill of those people. And you know what goodwill means? It means conversations. It means opportunities to share even more of who we are and the faith that we now have. So how do we share? Well, you're probably all in this point already. We could be a listening ear this week. Sharing together doesn't just mean that we need to put money into something. It doesn't mean that we need to give gifts all the time. But there are so many people that this week need that listening ear, that need someone just to come and be, or even over Skype, FaceTime, WhatsApp, Zoom, any of the above. I'm not advocating any, but Zoom is really good if you want a good group meeting. Could we be a listening ear for people this week? Especially those that are in isolation, that are lonely, those that are on their own. The only connection they're going to have is if someone calls them to listen. Money, yep. Is there a way we can use that and share it? Talking to people, food, resources. This week we're going to be sending out these packs for the children to engage in what the Easter story still actually looks like. Because that's important to us. We want to share resources. We want to give ideas. We want to do good blogs and podcasts. Get people watching stuff because we have an abundance of resource that can share the hope that we have. Time. You've probably got more time than ever before. Bible verses. What's more encouraging than sharing scripture with people? Writing a prayer for them and sending it to them. Let's encourage one another. And you know what? It actually comes because as Christians, we want to operate in the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness and self-control. I was trying to do the song without singing. But that's why we share. Because we want to share love. We want to share joy, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. We want to be those things to people. The early church grew daily because they shared those things that they had. And it actually says later on in Thessalonians, instead, we were like young children among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. We are in uncharted territory. We are in strange times where this could be the only way we can communicate with people, via videos, via digital means. But you know what? As we share our hearts, as we share our lives, as we share our resources, our time, our money, as we share those things, it opens up those opportunities to share the gospel. For me, my heart is an evangelist. I want to share the gospel with every child, young person and adult that I ever come across. I want to equip other people to do exactly the same because it is the gospel that changes hearts and lives. So what are we doing this week to share the gospel? Yes, it may be that listening ear. It may be sharing our time and resources. And in so doing, they see that out of the overflow of the heart, our mouth speaks. We speak love. We speak hope. We speak joy into families and adults across this nation. The early church shared all that they had, expecting nothing in return. They worshiped God. They gave with joy beyond all measure. And every day they had the goodwill of all people, and more people came to know Jesus for themselves. So what are we going to do? Maybe this has stirred something up in you that you think, maybe I could talk to that neighbour. Maybe there's a family member that I've not spoke to for a while and today's the day that we need to reconnect. Sometimes we need to be uncomfortable. It was great what Luke shared a few weeks ago, that we need to be uncomfortable in situations sometimes. And sharing our lives means being uncomfortable. Giving things that we've desperately got together, giving of our time and our money, they're precious. But maybe it's time we get uncomfortable and we start to share just like the Acts Church did. If we're going to be serious this year as church to grow wider and deeper, to grow wider, we're going to need to be uncomfortable. We're going to need to share things that we've never shared before. What's it look like for you? Ashwood Church, that's as big a challenge for me than anyone. I like the things that I have. But I know that if God calls me to do something, I'm going to do it. Whether it makes me uncomfortable or not, I'm going to do it with a smile on my face, with joy in my heart, because God wants people to know him. I want to share that hope with them. What better way than just sharing my life with them? Sharing the little that God allows me to have so that others may share in it too. Let's not have anyone go without this week. Let's be intentional. Let's go and speak. Let's go and share. But just be safe. So why don't we pray together? So Father God, we thank you that you are the God that provides. That everything we have is because you've allowed us to have it. That you bring the sun to shine in the sky. That you make the crops to grow. That you give wisdom and insight to people and intelligence that means that we're able to connect with one another. That we're able to share life together in the midst of this isolation and lockdown. We also know that you provide our every need. And so, Father, I just pray that this week we would know your provision. For those that are going without this week, for one reason or another, Lord, would you put people around them to support them and to share with them. For those that need finance this week, we pray for supernatural provision. For those that need essential resources, food and drink, toilet rolls, Lord, we pray for your provision. For those that need a listening ear this week, for those that need someone to say, I'm with you, Lord, would you provide? Holy Spirit, would you just stir us now? Would you fill us with joy? Fill us with your hope? And would you be speaking into our hearts and our heads those people that you want us to share with this week? Holy Spirit, we glorify you. We think you're amazing. We couldn't do this without you. So just be with us. Help us to be sensible and safe. But help us to be uncomfortable as well. Stir something fresh in us. That as we look to go wider, it means we're going to need to look wider. We can't just stay in a nice little bubble. But we need to go, how can I share with others? That you may be known throughout this nation. Throughout Kirkby and Sutton and Mansfield. How may you be known? So Holy Spirit, just speak to us this week. Stir something fresh. And Lord, we pray that every day numbers will be added. As we meet the needs of our community, may they see the deep need they have for a Saviour that is only found in you. So Lord, would you bless us and keep us? Make your face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. Would you turn your face towards us and give us peace? In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.